This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. I am here tonight with Nate Jarowski, the candidate for the 21st Assembly District. Before the break, he introduced himself to you. He's a hardworking young lawyer dedicated to people, married, three kids, from South Milwaukee. So, Nate, why you? Why should the voters vote for Nate?
Because I'm passionate, I care, looking at all the issues.
Now, that's what every politician says. What are the issues that you're going to go do, and, you know, how can you carry the people's water?
Sure. So I think that we have a couple of issues, without the specifics necessarily, but getting into democracy itself. A lot of people, when I'm talking on the doors right now, are tired of divisive politics. So first stepping into this one, my approach just naturally, because it's who I am, was just to have as many conversations with people as possible, right? Get myself out there, get a feel for this. But quite honestly, that's what's resonating. And you know, somewhere on the campaign trail so far, it just clicked for me. I'm like, okay, this is how we get past divisive politics. This is how we get back to getting stuff done, is actually having conversation. If I'm on a door and I have, you know, somebody who might not have the same political beliefs as myself, I engage, I have a conversation. It's a human being, it's a learning opportunity. It's how we move past the divisiveness and where we are right now. And the more that people see that, the more that people feel that, the more that they know what they should expect from their government, then hopefully we can actually get that on all sides, right? You know, when people are up, I say our representatives are up in Madison and not deliberating the issues, not putting things to a debate, not getting in there and actually having a discussion, my hope is that at least if we're setting an example of how things should be, that eventually that's what our citizenry will expect from that, as opposed to just dysfunction, which is, for me, that's what the goal is right now. So, sorry.
No. So what are the issues that people say that need to be addressed, and how are you going to address them?
Thank you. Yep. So in our district, some of the big issues, and I would say the biggest issues, are public funding for our schools. And if that's not landing or resonating with people, property taxes. It's dry, but we are not addressing those issues at the state level. This gets into the third prong of it, is local control. And the state government has taken a lot of local control away from our municipalities, our cities, our villages, to be able to address the issues at that level. So again, like I said, it's kitchen table issues. It's dry, but it's things that people do care passionately about. So public schools. And
so what do you say? What is your answer, and what does Nate bring to the table on the Democratic Party side of things, and why Nate on those issues?
So when we're talking about public services, historically we've taken for granted that, you know, the public services exist and they're there for us, right? So one, it becomes an issue of just educating the people and making sure that we're properly funding. So I get a lot of pushback when I say, okay, properly funding. That obviously means raising taxes, right? Well, the issue there then is we have more money going out of our district than we do coming back in. And that's part of the local control piece of it. But specifically, Jesse Rodriguez, who is the incumbent in the 21st, she's been in there for 9 years. She's elevated to the Joint Finance Committee, has taken votes that have hurt our district. Get somebody in there that can actually take votes that help our district, fund our schools, and those pieces. And just giving you an idea, on the Joint Finance, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, give us one vote that really hurt.
Well, this last time around, not raising the revenue limits for schools. Our schools desperately need, at least equitably and fairly, they need to be tied to CPI. Without that, we're running the risk of losing teachers. We are losing teachers. And we're just having to make do with what we have and less and less and less. And these public services and education is diminishing. Risk factors are popping up. We can't address, you know, special needs, mental health issues, because everything is just being spread so thin. The big concern that I have is not where we are now, but where we're going to be in 5, 10, 15 years' time. What are our public school systems going to be looking like? We all benefit from public schools, all of us, you know, with the future workforce, but unless we're actually adequately funding that. So a lot of the population get that, or at least see it through my lens, but a lot don't, right? So you're asking about, okay, how can Nate help? If we can change the makeup of the legislature so that we actually have ERIS's budget come through and properly fund those pieces. And it's not like we're raising property tax or raising taxes that don't already exist. The Joint Finance Committee right now, or at least the state legislature, is sitting on $5.5 billion in excess funds and rainy day funds that, you know, our legislatures, our leadership decided not to fund our schools, not fund our public
services. And we should be very clear. Our current Republican leadership is locked up the money and is not letting it out.
They're sitting on it. Yes, the Republicans are. They're sitting on it, and they're going to be using it to buy votes by doing property tax voucher system, that kind of stuff. It's going to go toward property tax relief, and they're going to come out looking like saints when they were sitting on those funds that should have went to our public services to begin with. But yes.
How is that tied? I checked out your webpage. You talk about labor rights and civil rights and reproductive rights. You mentioned this. Mm-hmm. How does that play in then on these bread and butter issues? Right?
Right. Right. And so at some point I start talking about our freedoms. You talk about rights, I'll talk about freedoms. I think they're part and parcel, but at least letting people know that, hey, this is what we're talking about. As an American, you have freedoms. I don't want the other side to own that issue. Reproductive rights, your right to collectively bargain. Those are freedoms that we all should share. And the Walker, I know Walker's not in office anymore, but there's a legacy there. There's a shadow there that has been cast and we're experiencing now. So Jesse Rodriguez is same as Voss, same as Walker. And it's all about just limiting our freedoms, limiting our rights.
You got 10 seconds to wrap up.
Okay.
What's your message?
My message is I'm an independent outsider, first time running for office. I need your help. I'm in there in the fight. This is my activism. Show your activism by supporting our campaign, Neighbors for Nate. Again, it's neighborsfornate.com. Check it out. Support us however you possibly can.
Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. You just heard from Nate Jarowski, the future of our state, future of democracy. Thank you so much, Nate. We'll be back on the other side. This is the Paul Revere Show, folks. We'll be back.